Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
And today we're going to be talking about The Amazing Race, Season 36, Episode 4. So to open up, they are still in Colombia and everyone is parasailing. Whee! Just throwing themselves off a mountain. Just a little vibe check. Light Blue is already crying. I don't think we made it in 1 minute before dude lost his shit.
He was like, why am I crying? Because you cry every day?
We noticed he didn't cry at all last time, but I guess he had to make up for it. So there was that. And I realized that both teammates had to do it. I thought it would just be one or the other.
Yeah, like this was going to be a challenge, but it's not even a challenge. It's just, this is how you get to your next destination.
Yeah, I was surprised to see Leticia is crying because she is scared.
She was very scared and I understand her fear. Like, she would be me. I would be tearing up and crying. But you have no choice. You gotta do it.
Yeah, she was so brave, though. She did it. She did it. She's like, I'm worried for my kids, my family. Just, like, thinking the absolute worst.
Yeah, she's like, I kept my eyes closed for 80% of it, which I kind of feel sad for her for that, because when is she ever gonna do this again? When are you gonna get this opportunity again? Open your eyes and take in all this beautiful, gorgeous scenery.
Yeah, I mean, I was really shocked because Red Team was scared, which he couldn't even get down a little like hill last time. So I was really surprised to see that he was totally enjoying the parasailing and taking it all in. He's like, this is great.
I was so proud of him.
Yeah, me too. Because I thought he was going to lose his mind.
Me too. Oh my gosh. Yeah, because in the preview, they showed him paragliding and he was screaming. But when we got to see, which that adds up, right? But then when we got to see the episode, he was screaming out of excitement and happiness.
Yeah, so that's just so funny to me how, like, people are afraid of heights, but it's very, like, situational. Like, paragliding in the middle of the sky miles up, you're not afraid of that, but a couple hundred feet up on a hill.
Yeah.
Terrifying. It's like Doug, he likes flying, but he doesn't like standing on a lookout. So
I'm the same. I love to fly. I love to fly. I'll fly anywhere, but yeah, standing on a lookout.
So each episode of our Amazing Race recap, we do a prediction of who will be the next to be eliminated. And last time we predicted that it was either going to be Light Blue or Fuchsia. And we were wrong. Neither of them were eliminated.
Yeah, spoiler alert. The Red Team was eliminated.
Yeah, that's so crazy to me. Megan, were you surprised to see the Red Team go?
I was kind of surprised. I actually thought in this episode, watching this, that the Navy Blue Team was going to be out.
Yeah.
But the Red Team, that last challenge, they were there for a long time.
Yeah, she just couldn't figure out the map orientation, which I want to talk more about later.
So watching the episode, it wasn't unheard of that the Red Team went home, but I was really disappointed because I liked them.
Yeah, me too. It was kind of between them and the Fuchsia Team. So
we were almost right.
Yeah, we were almost right. Okay, and another thing we've been doing is keeping track of who we think a challenge is meant for. And the Who is Feeling Artsy challenge. Do you think that that was meant for Danny?
Yes, because Danny loves puzzles. Danny has said multiple times, and his mom has confirmed it, that this boy loves his puzzles. So when he got onto this challenge and on this site, he was thrilled, and he blew through it too.
Yeah, it didn't even look like it took him a minute. He's like, mm-mm, the blah, blah, boom. And he even had like a backup scenario. He's like, okay, if it's not the world is smaller, it's the world is bigger. And boom, he had it.
Oh, yeah. He read that wall and was like, all right, done.
Again, I'm questioning, are we wrong about the light blue team? Because they be pulling out these wins, man. She didn't even run. She didn't even run. She refused to run. He kept on, like, they walked everywhere they went. She said, I'm not running. And it didn't matter. Didn't even matter. Didn't matter how fast you run.
I didn't even notice that. I didn't notice that she wasn't running and that they didn't run.
She said, I am not running. Yeah. Oh. She said to him, I am not running today.
Maybe we are underestimating the light blue team.
Maybe.
I still don't like them. But me not liking them has nothing to do with how well they're going to do in this challenge. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Just because I don't like them doesn't mean I'm not underestimating them.
Right.
Oh, so this whole time we have been wrong. We mentioned this in our last episode that we think we're saying Leticia's name wrong because we were saying Leticia. Uh-huh. We were wrong. Her name is Leticia.
Okay.
So just want to clear that up. And going forward, we got you, girl. We're going to start saying your name right.
Yeah. Sorry about it.
This episode, like we were just saying, opens up where they are paragliding to their next point to get their clue. Would you be scared or would you be excited to do this?
Girl, I'd be so excited. Throw me off that mountain.
You wouldn't be scared, you don't think, at all?
So I would probably feel some nerves, but I've gotten in such a habit of convincing myself that I'm not, that I would probably just be good to go. Now, I did see where the paraglides were kind of floating towards each other, and you could see someone's sitting almost on top of someone's parasail. And uh-huh. I was like, now that would make me nervous, because you bump into each other, you get your ropes tangled, you're like, I didn't like that at all. I would be screaming, get me away from this other paraglider.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think overall I would be excited and it would be fun.
I want to go back to something that you just said, how you talk yourself out of being scared. So your method is to gaslight yourself.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And it's worked wonders. Okay. Because I used to have like debilitating anxiety where I couldn't even leave my house. I couldn't go to stores. I couldn't do anything. So I had read a self-help book because I was so desperate. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the methods I learned, is that your mind will believe what you are telling it, and your body kind of follows what your mind is telling you. You kind of have to, I don't know what the right word is for it. You can't validate your anxiety. If you validate your anxiety and say, yes, this is happening. Yes, I am scared. Yes, I am going to die. Yes, I do feel bad. Yes. Like, you're just going to physically believe that and make your anxiety worse. So you actually have to do the opposite. You have to tell yourself, no, I'm safe. Yes, this is fine.
It's having to rewire your brain and your train of thinking and basically telling yourself that, yeah, this is scary, but we're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's the exact thing you're doing when you're being anxious, like you're running all these negative scenarios in your head.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Instead, you run positive scenarios and reinforcements in your head. Since I've started doing this, I'm pretty chill now. I do more things than I ever thought I would be able to do. So yeah, it works for me.
Right now you're in San Francisco recording.
Yes, by myself. And I, again, the thoughts are still there. Like, I don't want to drive down this highway. I don't want to drive down these mountains. I have to drive over a 5-mile bridge that I saw a huge accident on yesterday. There's still things going on and they are scary, but I am just constantly telling myself, I'm going to make it across the bridge. I'm going to be fine. I feel like this really went off topic.
Well, I hope you keep this in here because I hope that that helps somebody who is struggling with anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might have just helped one person.
If I can help one person. Yeah. Just gaslight yourself and look up breathing exercising. Breathing exercising is like, I know it sounds so nerdy, but it's so amazingly helpful. And all this takes practice. You're not going to do it overnight. It's just something you have to actively practice every day throughout the day.
All of this would be very helpful for paragliding. All this information, all this training that you've done, this is where it would come in handy, is right here, paragliding. I think the one part that makes it feel a little safer is everybody was teamed up with a professional.
Yeah, they're not just going to toss you off the hill with no experience whatsoever. That would be a disaster. Okay, well, enough about me and my coping mechanisms. Megan, did you think that the parasailing and the landing looked fun or scary?
I think that it looked terrifying. But the guy that was on the red team, he was severely afraid of heights, and he did it. He did it. And he wasn't scared anymore.
Yeah, he actually looked like he enjoyed it.
I think that would be me. I think that I would be terrified in the initial, we're running, we're taking off. But once I'd be in the air, I think that I would be okay.
Yeah, I think you would too.
Two of the teams got really close together. That would freak me out. But knowing that I have that professional person behind me who knows what they're doing, who has probably done this millions of times, I would just have to trust that I'm in good hands.
Yeah.
But God, did it look scary. And the landing seems a little painful because it looked like you have to kind of sit down and you're landing on the ground on your butt. That probably isn't very comfortable. Were you surprised that the husband in the red team ended up enjoying the sail instead of being super scared?
Yeah, I was. After seeing him on that hill at the bean picking challenge, I really was surprised that he handled the parasailing so well. He did really good. I was so proud of him.
He did. Proud of you.
We've been calling these teams by their colors, like the orange team, the green team, the light blue team. Did you notice that no one's wearing their proper colors in this episode? And it was so confusing to me.
Oh,
Leticia and Rod were wearing black. The list goes on. No one's in their proper colors.
I only noticed that Leticia and Rob, they were in black and not orange. Who else was not in their colors?
I don't remember. It was a handful of people. It was more than just them. Yeah, it was more than just them.
Yeah, the moment I saw them, I was like, hold up. I noticed that instantly because, like you said, we're calling everybody by their color. So now I'm associating their faces with the color. And I'm like, why? Yeah. Why are you dressed like the team that went home in episode 2 or 3?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was so confused.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Did they have opposite day and they traded clothes? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I noticed that. So our first detour in this episode was dance vibes or wall scribe. Mm-hmm. And the dance vibes challenge was where you had to learn a breakdance routine for 30 seconds. Or wall scribe was doing a puzzle on this wall where you had to put the pieces together, create words, look at visuals and figure out what that is, to figure out what the quote is. Which challenge would you have picked and why?
So I am not a strong dancer and I really love art. And I've been practicing doing puzzles, so I want to say I would probably do the wall scribe. And I think that was a good choice because everyone who did the wall scribe seemed to have done it very quickly, in exception to the firefighter girls. They did not do it quickly.
Navy blue. We'll talk about them in a minute.
I think that's the one I would have chose just because dancing is, I don't know, art would always be my choice over dancing. Which one would you have done and why?
I too would have chosen wall scribe, and this is why. When I think of break dancers, like, they do some challenging things. They do some crazy moves. And they're fast. You know how they move quickly?
Yeah.
I just don't think that I would want to do that. I think that doing the puzzle challenge would be easier. And like you said, you're good at puzzles. You do puzzles. I don't do puzzles, but you do puzzles. So I would pick that one. And I think that we would be able to get through that one pretty quickly as well.
Yeah.
Once I saw what it was, like, I got it.
Yeah.
Sweet. So we're in agreeance. We're going to be doing the puzzle challenge, which I never thought I would say.
Yeah. And I do want to say that when I saw the breakdancing routine, it didn't look hard. I can actually probably do it right now. It was pretty easy.
Yeah.
At least in my mind, it was.
You know how I have a problem with listening to noises repeatedly?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I did notice this. For some reason, the breakdance beat that they were using, I did not have a problem hearing that over and over and over again. I actually kind of liked it. It made me feel calm.
Oh, we need to get that on record for you and just play it in your car constantly.
Right? Maybe I should have been a breakdancer. In the challenge where they were picking the breakdancing or the wall scribe, do you feel that Rob should have consulted Leticia in the challenge that they were doing? Because I feel like he kind of bulldozed over her and just was like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah. She kept saying over and over, he didn't even ask me. I can't dance. He didn't even ask me. I can't dance. And he's just like, I used to break dance back in the day. This is my jam. It's like he was just thinking about himself and what he wanted to do and like reliving that nostalgic memory.
Which, yes,
I mean, I get he was pumped up about it, but he was not listening to her. But maybe I'm just bossy because I would have been like, hey, you're not listening to me. I don't know. I feel like maybe she should have been more assertive in expressing her like opinion. But I mean, at the end of the day, she did it.
I could see him being like, it's all right, baby. I got it. Like, we got this, babe. Like, we got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, he would just be pumping her up.
She was really annoyed about it.
Yeah, I can tell. Did you think Rob wasn't listening to Leticia when she said she couldn't dance at all?
Yes. Yes. I feel like he got so excited about the breakdance challenge that he didn't care about his teammate. It was all about him in that moment. And he basically told Leticia to F off. Like, this is, we're breakdancing, baby.
Yeah, but I will say she did a good job and she got it. So
I actually laughed because there was a moment where they're doing it, like, they're not in the practice round. They're in the actual challenge where they're trying to get through it. Mm-hmm. And he kept looking at her and then he would mess up. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'm looking at you. And I'm like, who's struggling now?
Who's the problem now, sir? Mm-hmm.
Do you think the girlfriend that's on the light blue team was being a little dramatic, this episode about like crying, and she said that she was gonna quit because she felt like her boyfriend was pushing her too hard? Or do you feel like he was pushing her too hard?
So I thought she was being a little dramatic because, okay, she is a nurse. So I'm surprised she doesn't work better under pressure. She's like, I don't work good under pressure. I work better when I'm not under pressure, and don't push me. It just shuts me down.
I have no self-confidence.
What? That's very sad that she doesn't have any confidence. That sucks. And I'm just really confused. I don't know what kind of nurse she is, but apparently not one that works well under pressure.
When I heard her describe herself, I'm not trying to be mean, but this is for real. It's everything I wouldn't want in my health caretaker. It's everything I wouldn't want in my nurse.
Yeah, like not being confident, not being able to decide, not being able to work well under pressure.
Yeah, those things are really important in the medical field. Like, I don't know what kind of nurse she is, but those qualities, I feel, are so needed in the healthcare industry. And I didn't like that those are her downfalls.
Yeah, I don't know. She could be a nurse that works at a beauty salon and injects Botox for all I know. Like, that'd be a no pressure zone.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a great job for her as a nurse. Like something very chill, low key, but, you know, still using your medical skills. Yeah, I don't know enough about her. I guess we should have Googled, but.
She did say, though, this is something I did appreciate her saying. She said that she knows that she has to work on herself. Like, these are things that are issues within herself that she has to work on. I appreciated her saying that instead of being like, this is all his fault. This is all someone else's fault. Like, she knows that these are her problems. So,
yeah.
Kudos to you for recognizing that. Yeah. I don't want to hate on her for not having confidence.
No, not at all.
Yeah, she was having a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on her boyfriend pushing, like, pushing her? I guess he was trying to motivate her, but to her, it was pushing.
I mean, at the end of the day, this is a contest, and you do have to be good under pressure, because I feel like this entire contest, you're under pressure. Like, this whole race.
Uh-huh.
But I also feel that there's only so much running and racing that you can physically do before you just wear out and you give up. So for her to keep telling him, hey, we need to slow down, or hey, like, I need a break for a second. And he wasn't listening to her. He was like, no, no, like, come on, let's go, pushing her. There's a possibility I would have broken too. Like, you're not listening to me. It's kind of like the Rob and Leticia thing. Like, you're not listening to me. I have to take a break.
Right. Yeah, I think she said the added pressure of being in first place was just too much.
Yeah.
Like, trying to keep that first place was, and I could see that.
Yeah, because you don't, at this point in time, you don't have to be first. You just have to beat one other team. And the boyfriend, he wants to stay in first, which I get. Like, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, you get prizes. I want prizes and money. But at what cost?
At what cost? So back to this puzzle challenge that you and I were talking about a few blips ago.
Yeah.
The Navy Blue Team, they got on site. The Navy Blue Team is the firefighters. They were struggling so hard on this challenge.
Yeah, they were.
Do you feel they were making it way harder than what it needed to be?
Yeah, I think they just totally overthought it. They weren't solving the puzzle from left to right. They just kind of started in the middle. They were making these wild assumptions. They're like, I don't even remember what she was saying, but she was all over the map with her puzzle solving skills.
So the puzzle said, the world is smaller than you think.
Mm-hmm.
This, I remember one of the ones that she said. I remember one. She said, not all those who wander are lost. And I don't know how she got that out of this, out of this puzzle.
I don't know. It was painful. So, Megan, as a girl that does not like puzzles, as a girl that doesn't do puzzles and avoids puzzles, did you think that this puzzle was hard?
No, I actually thought that it was relatively simple. Mm-hmm. I do believe I would have had a little trouble where it had the mirror, because it could be you, I,
yeah,
reflection. You know, like, I feel like the mirror part would have tripped me up a bit. Mm-hmm. But I think I could have done this.
Yeah, I think so too. So overall, what are your thoughts on the firefighter girls' puzzle solving skills? I think they stopped counting after their 27th attempt. At least I didn't see an attempt update after that. It took them over 27 attempts.
The navy blue team was upsetting me so much. I was yelling at my computer. I physically took my laptop and I started shaking it.
You gave it shaking computer syndrome.
Yeah, that's what it would have had. Oh my goodness, girl. I was getting so mad. They were making stuff up towards the end. Why can't you get this? What are you doing? Figuring things out mentally does not seem to be either of their strong suits. I think they're more physical people. They're physical challenge people.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Like, do you think they should stick to the physical challenges? Because they're both very physically fit. So they're completely capable.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to stick to the physical challenges.
Were you surprised to see the girls switch, the firefighter girls switch from the puzzle to the dancing?
A little bit. I was surprised that they switched, just because with that color correction challenge, they stayed there the whole time and never switched. And I was like, please,
yeah,
dear God. But back to the physical challenge part, they did the breakdancing relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. Had they have chosen the breakdance challenge in the first place?
Yeah. Or switched sooner.
Yeah, or switched sooner. I was surprised that they switched. I wish they would have switched sooner. Had they not have switched, I truly believe they would have been there till sundown, and Phil would have had to meet them there and been like, hey, listen.
Sorry about it.
You gotta go home. The teal team, the boyfriends, they had to get in a cab and go to the next location where their challenge was going to be. And they asked the cab driver if they could use his phone so they can start doing research on the next challenge. Did you feel like this was a smart move on their part?
That made my soul so happy. I was super impressed. I mean, in the end, it probably didn't really help them much on this particular challenge, but sit in traffic with a purpose. Like, I was all about that. Loved that.
Yeah, I think you've even mentioned before, like in the first episode when we started doing this, that you would not just be sitting around. You'd be asking the train drivers, the flight attendants, like you'd just be asking everybody, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing word puzzles. That was my word puzzle rant.
Yeah, the name of the game here is do everything with a purpose.
Yes, that's correct. Did you love that the boyfriends were researching while they were sitting in traffic?
Yes, I thought that that was really smart. I thought it was a great idea. And to be perfectly honest, I'm surprised that the cab driver was like, yeah, here you guys go. You can use my phone back there.
Right.
But I think the teal team is a very strong team. I think that they've...
Yeah.
They're just blowing through everything, it seems like, so far.
So far.
They've been in second place twice, and they've been in first place twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dang good.
Killing it.
All right, so the next roadblock that everybody gets to is who's feeling artsy?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know who would be doing this challenge. Are we going to be playing Rochambeau?
I would totally want to do this challenge because, first off, I love art. Second off, I am so good with maps. It's stupid. Third, I am really good with orientation also. So this challenge isn't for me. I mean, I feel like I'm always tooting my horn and I think I'm so great for my couch, but like, I feel like this one is for me.
Ugh. Perfect. I love that answer.
But did you notice they said, who's feeling artsy? And the Fuchsia girls, one of the girls said, I am. I love art. And then it wound up being a memorization and map challenge, basically, which she's not good at all. The other girl was good at that stuff. So it was kind of a trick question because they didn't understand what exactly was in for them.
And right.
It really messed the Fuchsia team up, like, bad.
Yeah, that's where, oh gosh, that challenge really, really hurt them.
Who's feeling artsy? You wouldn't want to do that one.
I would beg you to take this challenge. I would be on the ground, rolling around, crying and begging. This challenge seemed so difficult. This one seems so difficult to me. Everything about it. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Everything about this challenge was crazy to me.
No, that's not the spirit. You could do it. You have good memorization. You just have to organize things that make sense for you.
I would be so turned around by that map.
Oh, okay. It would be the map.
It would be the directional awareness in trying to figure out which place is which place. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you noticed, but the beginning of the art pieces all had the same name. So it's like you're going off the last name of the name of the art. I think that I would have really struggled with this.
Well, have no fear. I'm here.
Thank God. We would be such a great team.
I know. Pick us.
Pick us. Do you think that it's insane that Amber and Venny, they're the light pink team, that they stayed at the roadblock to help Danny and Angie? Light pink was helping light blue.
Girl, my soul left my body on this one. That was not okay for me. Not okay. So they finished first and then the boyfriends finished right after them. And while they were trying to quote unquote get directions, which didn't look very like get direction with a purpose to me, boyfriends know Spanish. So they were just asking people and boom, they're gone. I would have taken off running after the teal team. Like screw getting directions. Let's just go. Like, follow them. They know where they're going. They're obviously the best team. They speak Spanish. They're probably running in the right direction. I would just follow them at that point. I'd be hot on their tail. And they could keep up. I feel like the pink team could probably keep up.
Yeah, because Amber and Vinny, not only did they stay to help the light blue team, they basically did it for them.
I mean, I understand that they have like a little alliance going, but light blue guy, he is amazing at puzzles. He would have figured it out without you. Like, he didn't need your help, really, basically.
Right?
Yeah. I would have been like, hey, you got this. It's a puzzle. You rock at them. The museum's that way. Like, bye. I got to go follow this light blue team.
Bye.
Would you have stopped and helped the team, or would you have just followed the boyfriends?
I would have followed the boyfriends.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Like, this is a competition. This is a competition. I feel like maybe since they're both in the nursing field, like, they physically can't help but to not help someone. You know what I mean? Like, they just have to be helpful.
Maybe, yeah.
No, man. I would have not stopped to help them. I know that's bitchy, but like you said, the boyfriends know Spanish, so they're able to communicate. And when I saw that they took off, We're heading with them. We're going with them. We're staying high up. Like, especially knowing that the teal team is such a strong team. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I have a question. Because mm-hmm. we were talking about during the roadblock how the fuchsia team, one girl is into art, but the other girl actually would have been better at this challenge. Mm-hmm. Once somebody chooses which roadblock, or when somebody decides who's doing the roadblock, are you not allowed to switch at all? Like, you just have to figure it out? Because I noticed nobody ever, like, tags out and tags in.
Nope. Once you pick, it is yours. And the person sitting on the side is not allowed to help at all. You cannot say anything besides, "You got this. I believe in you." Like, you can't say anything that would be helpful to the task that they're doing. You can just encourage them, and that is it.
Oh, that's why they, when they're on the sidelines, they're like, "I feel so helpless," because you literally can't help.
Yep. You literally cannot help. And yeah, it would be a very helpless feeling. But yeah, that's true. You're not allowed to switch. You're just stuck. It's all on you, boo.
Yeah, I just noticed it. So I wanted to ask, because you're the huge Amazing Race fan and I'm a new fan.
Oh, and I was listening to a podcast. It was past Amazing Race contestants recapping this season. And he said that, remember when they cooked all that food last episode and you were saying, "Oh, I wish they could eat it. I wonder if they could eat it." He said, "Yes, you can always ask if you can eat the food and they'll let you eat it," according to him.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I know you wanted to know that. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to tell Megan and everyone else.
Well, okay. Well, Jeannie, if we ever are on the Amazing Race, if there's a food challenge, I would like to ask, like, stop just for a sec. I don't have to have the full plate. I just want to have a taste.
Yeah, just a bite.
Yeah. Let me taste your culture.
Exactly. You got to taste the culture. All right. So at this artsy challenge, the hot pink team looked like they were starting to panic. Is that the vibe you were getting?
Oh my goy, yes.
I felt so bad. She was like starting to cry. I think it's because she knew that they were fighting for their lives there at the end.
So I think Karishma is the one that was doing the challenge.
Okay.
Her teammate who was on the side, I don't remember her name. She was really bothering me because she's like panicking. She's crying. And I feel like you're not the one doing the challenge. You kind of have to put on this brave face because your teammate over here, Karishma, she's struggling.
Yeah.
And I just wish that her teammate would have held her composure a little bit better in support of the girl who actually was struggling. But something just clicked in her mind where she finally got the direction of the map. And once she knew where she was at and she got the direction, she was boom, 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 boom. She was able to get these labeled really, really quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
For my job, there are certain aspects of my job that are really difficult for me that I don't understand. And sometimes our CPA will make a video recording for me with step-by-step instructions. There are times where I have to watch these videos 20 to 30 times because my brain just will not get it. But then the 35th time, it's like, bam! Clicks. Yeah, it clicks. And then I'll never forget it. Once it clicks, I'll never forget it. But seeing that light turn on for her.
Her aha moment.
Yeah, it's like, hurry! Go!
So I think we already covered this, but you're saying you wouldn't have a problem with the memorization of the statues. It would be orienting the map.
Yes, it would be orienting the map. And this challenge to me so far, I know this sounds so stupid probably, but this one so far looks like the most challenging one that I've seen.
Dang.
I know, right? That's why I was so relieved that you said that you would do this.
Oh, yeah. I love maps.
I love that for you, and I love it for me if we're ever on the Amazing Race.
Right?
I think we would be a really strong team.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. Okay, so we talked about the firefighter girls, how they took forever to figure out the puzzle. Then they decided to switch and do break dancing. They were last. They were so behind. But where they caught up was at this Who's Feeling Artsy, because it stumped so many people, like the red team, the fuchsia girls. Were you happy to see the firefighters catch up to everyone?
Absolutely not. No. I'm ready for them to go home.
Okay.
They have quite literally made their way to my least favorite team.
Oh, nice.
It's a tie between them and Light Blue, but this season, the blue team in whole is pissing me off. And I much rather would have seen them go home than the red team.
Yeah.
This is the first episode that I've teared up when a team went home.
Aww, little crybaby.
I know. I teared up about the firefighter's story about her grandma, but this is the first team that I actually felt some some emotional attachment to when they left. It broke a tiny piece of my heart. Were you hoping that the Navy team would have gone home instead of the red team? Or are you rooting for the Navy team?
I would have rather seen the Navy team go home.
Good.
It is amazing to me, though, that, like, never count yourself out of this race. That whole aspect, the hope, like, just never count yourself out, because, like you saw, they were last and they were able to catch up in a jiffy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got that map challenge. She struggled a little bit, but, you know, she has a landscaping architecture background, so she was able to orient the map and get it done and skip everybody.
I wonder if this challenge was meant for her.
Maybe. It definitely helped that she took some landscape architecture.
For real.
I liked the red team so much, and I really liked watching them. I wish they would have been able to stay longer.
The orientation for the red team, that's what did them in too, because she couldn't get the orientation.
She didn't get any right. It would just be like a whole board of X's. Oh, I felt so bad for her.
And they don't tell you which ones you got wrong.
Nope, they don't give you any help at all. No clue. But what I will say, I really enjoyed watching them teach Phil how to jump rope at the end.
Me too. That was so wholesome.
I loved that.
Oh, and did you notice that Phil cussed in the end?
No. What'd he say?
He said something, oh, were you going to whoop my ass or were you going to beat my ass?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
I don't remember who he was talking to. I want to rerun it, but he had cussed at the end and I was like, oh, Phil's a cool dude.
Phil is a cool dude.
Yeah, I've been sleeping on Phil. I didn't know that he was so cool. And then when he did the jump roping, I did really like that. It warmed my heart. But God, I wish the red team didn't go home.
I know. That made me so bummed out.
So in the preview for the upcoming episode, It looks like quite literally everybody is having a meltdown due to navigation. Are you ready for the drama?
Yes, queen. They always have stick shifts. Every season, there's stick shifts involved. And
that's a you. That's a you.
Yeah, I can drive a stick shift. Things are about to get crazy, it looks like. Because
I know.
Not only are you navigating on your own, but there's a stick shift. So let the drama ensue.
For that, there'd be no choice. You would have to drive. I would have to navigate.
For sure. And so we would just have to get better at navigating.
Mm-hmm.
An orientation. So now is the time where we need to decide who will be the next eliminated and why. Who are your picks?
The hot pink team, again, is going to be one of my predictions of who could possibly go home. Or navy blue. Light pink or navy blue. But navy blue keeps pulling some miracles out of their ass. So I'm going to go with hot pink. Who do you think's going to be eliminated?
Those are my two picks also.
Good, cool.
Perfect. The girls keep messing up. The hot pink girls, I love them. I don't know how they've made it this far, honestly.
I love them, but you don't belong here.
They're just making it by the skin of their teeth every time. The firefighter girls, man, they keep messing up too. Those are my two. But you just never know.
Yeah, because we didn't even have red team on our radar to go home this on the radar.
Not at all. Not at all.
Which goes to show this race is anybody's race. Anything can happen. You could be dead last and come up in first place somehow. Like this.
Yep.
We loved you, Red.
Did you see that the boyfriends got first place and they both got $2,500 each?
Yes. How cool. I would love to get $2,500.
Congrats to them.
Which would you rather get winning first place? Would you rather get the Expedia One Key cash where you get a trip, or would you rather win real cash money?
I mean, I would be grateful for either, but my top pick would be cash money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I honestly thought that you would pick the trip.
Well, you thought wrong.
I did. Which one do you think I would pick?
You would pick the trip.
Fuck, I would.
You're like, I gotta get out of here. Now's my chance.
Gotta go. It's a free trip, y'all.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for this episode.
Yeah, we'll be back with another update when the next episode airs. I'm really looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see what happens and who goes home. If you are a fan of The Amazing Race and you like to hear these episode recaps, please like and follow us. You can download us on any of your favorite podcast streaming stations. And you could also follow us on Instagram at j.a.m.session.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, well, we love you. Bye.
Bye.